This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Milky Monday, Lee Milky's guest this week, High Ground Dairy's Lucas Feese.
Lucas, July U.S. dairy exports remain strong. Butter showed the biggest gain, up almost 78%. But last week's record high-setting price probably is not going to bode well for that, will it?
No, it was incredibly impressive to see those strong butter exports yet again. Of course, a very small part considered the domestic usage for butter, but impressive nonetheless as a variety of countries continue to seek butter from the U.S. But yeah, Lee, you mentioned it. Last week, we did see a new all-time record high butter price on the CME spot market. Kind of speaks to that impressive demand that we're seeing, but also concerns about tight supply here into the peak demand months of the year. While production has been slightly higher versus prior year in recent months, it doesn't really matter as it's the lowest butter producing months of the year. Instead, we're looking at stocks that are coming down very quickly as buyers look ahead to the holidays when people will be using butter for baking and a variety of other usage. It should keep the price quite supported here in the near term. Other products on exports, cheese higher yet again. We've seen impressive cheese exports for more than a year now. However, non-fat still struggling versus last year's really impressive numbers. Demand for cheese in Mexico was quite strong, but it was the opposite for non-fat. Mexican demand for non-fat dry milk lower versus prior year. Instead, a lot of that product moving to Southeast Asia. Lastly, there on dry whey, it's the second consecutive month of higher dry whey exports. Good to see after some struggles there over the past several months when China stopped buying as much.
Lucas, we saw the GDT rebound last week, up 4.9%. Does that mean the bottom has been reached on the global market?
In many products, it's certainly possible. It was good to see after five consecutive declines that pop higher on the GDT weighted average price, at least on whole and skim milk powder and possibly on fats as well. Impressively, though, it's not China buying as was previously anticipated. It's Middle Eastern and Southeast Asian buyers that drove that increase.
Lucas Feese, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Thanks, Lee. This year poses a huge challenge to analysts trying to forecast demand and prices for U.S. crops. USDA Radio's Gary Crawford and USDA Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekanowski have this report.
It's no wonder commodity prices are so volatile these days. Look at just some of what's going on right now.
Drought impacts in Europe, hot and dry in India, flooding in Pakistan, drought in China, global tensions around Ukraine and implications for that.
Oh, yes, and there's more. That's Mark Jekanowski. He runs the USDA's World Outlook Board. He and his analysts are working right now trying to figure out how each of those situations might affect the markets for this year's U.S. crops of corn, soybeans, cotton, and also livestock product markets. On this coming Monday morning, very early, those analysts, along with the USDA statisticians, are going to enter a sealed-off area of the USDA building in Washington, where the statistics folks will first generate their new forecast for U.S. crop production. The first one's based on actual field evaluation. Then the analysts come in, take those numbers, make their supply and demand forecasts, and have it all done and released to the public Monday noon Eastern time. So to use one of Mark Jekanowski's favorite understatements,
there's a lot going on.
There is. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Another simple miracle moment with Hank and Laura.
We have already talked about the power of vision and attaching goals to that vision. A necessary final step to have success is to develop a plan.
Imagine what it would be like if you tried to build a house with no plan. You may have an idea of what you would like your house to look like, and even have some specific goals in mind, like the number of bedrooms or bathrooms in it.
No construction company will take on a project without a blueprint. If the builder has no blueprint to follow when building your house, you may be extremely disappointed with the result of your home.
Having a plan for your life is no different. If we have a desired outcome in mind for our lives, a plan can be a critical tool to assure the life vision is achieved. Once a plan is developed, all we need to do is follow the plan.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com. A reminder for archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. And thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.